up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. This is the Word of Mouth Wednesday, and my name is Daniel Libby here for March the 23rd, 2011. And on the show tonight, we've got a lot of issues to talk about, and we've got a surprise guest has joined us in the studio, Peter Bones. I saw him a few weeks ago, and I mentioned it'd be good to have him on the show in the future, and yeah, he's arrived today, right now, and... also joining us on the show, our feature interview tonight, joining us, it's around 7:20 or might be a bit later now, is Tohoge Tote of Ganagoda is going to give us an update on what's been going on, where he's at up in the north in the hills of Ganagoda. And we've also got more information as the conservative government is losing confidence inside the house. Overseas, an invasion has begun. The Operation Odyssey Dawn bombing in Libya as the solidarity rallies for freedom taking place everywhere around the world. We've got some audio from last Saturday's action at Yonge Dundas Square and some G20 related interviews. I saw the filmmaker Dan Dix of Press for Truth Into the Fire. And we've also, so we're going to be speaking about that and, you know, in support of Kevin Annett's upcoming appearances this next weekend in Toronto. We're going to be speaking with Tohoge Tote about everything that's been hidden from history here in Canada. And returning on the show tonight, also, you know, we've got the nuclear news, election warnings, and more. It's a time for peace, and we've got some more music to play tonight, and all that coming up here on CKLN 88.1 FM, broadcasting from Toronto, the campus of Ryerson University. And I'll just get started here with a quick clip here from the weekend, from Saturday's action at the Yonge and Dundas Square on the Freedom for Libya. Here is some of the chants.
They are uprising because of injustice. The freedom, we justice, we want it now. So we are here in unity. Unity, the people united, they will never be defeated.
Thank you.
The people of Libya, Bahrain, and Yemen are still brutally murdered for demanding the basic human rights. And Arab leaders now start to make changes. Why? Because they can feel the strength and the loudness of the voice of freedom. People are dying in the streets for freedom, and we hope they will get it soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday, and we're back here on the show, just trying to figure out our whole schedule here. I just wanted to play another clip here. We're just going to play a clip of Sid Lacombe. Here is a speech on that took place on Saturday, and this is some information on what's been going on in the freedom, you know, rallies all around the world in Libya, Bahrain, and everywhere. Here's Sid Lacombe of the Canadian Peace Alliance. Some words on, you know, the Western involvement with these situations.
Standing in solidarity with the Arab people who are living here in Canada and throughout the Arab world. I bring greetings on behalf of the 4 million people who are represented by the Canadian Peace Alliance in those 150 organizations across the country. We stand here today to say that we are in solidarity with the people of Libya, with the people of Yemen, with the people of Bahrain, with the people of Iraq, with the people of Afghanistan and Palestine, everywhere where people are standing up against a Western-backed dictator. We stand in solidarity with you today. We also are out here, though, because we want to talk about Western hypocrisy in relation to these particular situations. We are in a situation right now. The Canadian government is now saying that they support the people of Libya. If they really supported the people of Libya, they would have stopped a Canadian corporation called SNC-Lavalin from building new torture prisons for Gaddafi. They have a $1 billion contract with the Gaddafi government to continue to build torture prisons in that country. If they were serious about that solidarity, they would not have sent $1.6 billion worth of light armored vehicles to the Saudi government. Those are now being used to invade Bahrain and to kill people. Those vehicles were built in Ontario. Those vehicles crossing the causeway right now to slaughter people there were built in this province. And we need to stand up and we need to call out that hypocrisy, because we're in a situation right now where people have many different opinions about exactly what the next step is. But what we do know is this: Western interests are not the same as the interests of the Arab people who are rising up against these dictators. Western interests in the Arab world, they want to control the oil, they want to control the region. They want to actually put down these uprisings and to be able to support the dictatorships. The people of Libya are saying we don't want an invasion. We are here to stand up and say the same thing. We will not support ever an invasion of any of these Arab countries to be able to support Western interests, because that's exactly what the Western countries are looking for. But that's not the most important point for us to make today. The most important point for us to make in this country and around the world is that we need to show that unity and solidarity with every single person who is rising up against a tyrant, whether it's in Libya, whether it's in Bahrain, whether it's in Afghanistan or Iraq. And so we stand here united with you today. The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated.
Words. So those are some of the words from the rally. That was just one of the speeches. We got some more audio on the way from, you know, what took place last Saturday, but actually the Saturday before that, two Saturdays ago, basically. I was down at Young and Dundas and I saw Twist of Hustle and Peter Bones were on the street. And I was like, yo, what's up, guys? We recorded some video. And then I invited the guys down to the studio. Peter Bones has joined us tonight. Word. Peter Bones. Nice. All right. We got you on mic now. And
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you about maybe about this big track that we've been playing, you know, since the G20 happened. It's
G20
related.
G20
anthem. Right. Mm-hmm. How did this whole track come about for you?
The track. I must say that I was wrongfully accused, I guess. They never took me to the court or nothing. And I was one of the suspects, one of the first six suspects that they put out when they were looking for the G20 suspects when they first put it out. And someone told me they noticed me like on TV and stuff, Ray, they're looking for me. And I could not believe it, because I know in my heart I did not commit no crime. I was just there for 15 minutes, right? So at the time, like, I record a sketch, Working Arts for Street Involved Youth, and I record there weekly for free, thanks to them, you know. But I actually thought I was going to the pen. I really thought there was no justice in Canada, you know. But there is, you know, through me, you know. But yeah, I recorded a song thinking that it was my last time ever recording a song for a couple of years, and that's how I express my pain, is through music. So I wrote that song called "I Never Burned a Police Car," because I didn't, but. And the song, I did not want to be spreading propaganda or say stuff that I made up. Everything that I said on the song was already is what you heard already on the news and in the media. So I'm not against the police. I'm not against nobody. I'm not down with nobody. I'm just down with positive people of all colors. And I just spoke the truth, you know.
For real, yeah. And shout outs to T Dizzle Productions for making the video.
Shout outs to No One Is Illegal.
Yeah, yeah. And you can also check out the video on the DVD, the T. Underground Volume 3 DVD. And
That's a big video. It's called the G20
real,
Anthem.
Exactly. And it's got the real footage, footage from the G20.
And I have some acoustic version on that too.
Nice.
Usually I'm at the supermarket every Sunday on Augusta. So I perform that song live with Christian Bridges and Henry Nazuka. There's a family over there.
Nice. So what were you thinking on the actual day of the G20, though? When you were walking around Queen Street and you saw like those cars there, you know, did it seem strange?
I was at home, right? Like, I'm not trying to glorify nothing, but I was like drunk at home. And watching CP24, and I seen it on the news, and I'm like, I had a bike on me, you know. So I'm like, wow, I want to go be part of history. And I actually went down there, and the whole time I was there, like, I never seen no police cars burn, right? And the people was breaking into it, jumping on top of it, but I was just there laughing my head off, but I was just drunk. Like I had no intentions of, because, like, the police know me and stuff. Like, I have criminal records and stuff, so I'm known, so I don't want to be bait and get myself in trouble. But I was there, and I seen a lot of people were fed up, you know? People were really upset that this has happened on native land. And all that money was spent when they could have helped the poor communities around here, and, you know.
Right. And I know one of the, you know, there was a lot of issues that people were protesting about, you know, and a lot of different groups protesting. But one of the groups that, you know, was doing some of the most protesting was No One Is Illegal. Okay. And I know you've got that that track, I guess. Like, yeah. What's your work with No One Is Illegal?
No One Illegal is cool peoples, you know. Shout outs to Greg and the rest of the family, you know. Like, they're a voice, you know. They're our voice. They are voices for people who are, you know, people who are being deported, you know. Like, in this song, I talk about a high school student and his dreams get shattered. It's like, imagine coming over here and it's like, you love the country and you start to, like, educate yourself and start to get straight A's, and you probably met a new girlfriend. No matter what it is, they cut your life short when the paper comes in and you have immigration problems. So No One Is Illegal gives help to these people while no one else is doing it. So I give shout outs to people like that. I am like them also.
For real, yeah. And Peter Bones, you're making a lot of good music. And yeah. You brought in one of your tracks here. I think you brought in the No One Is Illegal track.
Yeah.
So what do you have, I guess, yeah, what do you want to promote this track? Do you want to promote your more music, or, you know, just before we play it?
Yeah, I have some songs that the world never heard. Like, I let certain people listen to some stuff, but I keep my own secret batch. And it's all coming complete. Like, within the last 8 months, something has happened to me. Like something, like, especially in the last 3 months. Like, I mean, like, I am made for it. Like, I have the codes to put it in. Like, whenever I'm talking about, like a hobby type of thing like this, I'm getting so creative. My performances, come check me at the supermarket every Sunday between 10 and 11 and come see me perform, and you will see how much I love this music, how I was made to do this music for the poor and rejected and the lost.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
And that supermarket, that's in Kensington Market.
Yeah, Kensington Market, the best open mic. Come check it out, Peter Bones.
All right. You
know? Awesome. Shout out to Andrew, GTA. You know what I mean? My boy that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so yeah, I guess we should get into this track, eh?
We're going to get into this track. This track, okay, the first installment was the G20 anthem, right?
Right.
And then this second installment is called the No One Is Illegal anthem. And I have one more track I'm going to bring. The next installment, I want to promise y'all, is going to be a song called The World, Stop the World Hunger.
Nice.
Anthem. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
Yeah. Shout out to my boy K-Ron. What up?
Yeah. That's the real hip-hop. Hip-hop with a message. We're going to get into this right now. Peter Bones. This is a Peter Bones,
Bones
track. This is No One Is Illegal
anthem.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Why should I run and I hide? And I run from the immigration. They want to send me back on the one-way ticket on a plane back to my own nation. And at the same time, your life gets so much up and then you turn blind. On probation, I hope everything is fine. And when they come to get you, they don't ask no questions. They move like North Korea, trying to kick my feet up. Don't want to get deported, lock me up or get beat up. Maybe I might get tortured for the rest of my life. To them, it ain't nothing, that's why I get mad. When I see a good student and the jeans get shattered. So hard to be happy until they come and get me. Refugee till I'm free. No one is elite, coalition. They tell them about my pain on the radio station. Sometimes they get frazzled when they ask me questions. Really, to tell you the truth, it's court cases. Getting so depressing. When you wanna come and throw your app.
No justice, no peace, no justice, no peace. No one is illegal. Hey, 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 hey. No one is illegal. Hey, why should I run and I cry? Why should I run and I hide? Young man, new world order, a one world coming. And the banking system will benefit from it. They burn buildings down later on, the car bluff fainted. And the presidents gather together in secret. Let's not forget, they control the media. When you confront them, they do you like Mamiya. I'm talking about the whites, Hispanics, like whatever. We are good people, but we do dumb things. Believe in television, a manipulator is my dream. A trip under your arm, so let's go to Iraq and go kill Saddam and assassinate John. When something bad happens, better blame it on Obama. The who, what, Nazi, take away my liberty. Illuminati, give me candy, have me crying like a baby when I found out the truth. And talking to the liquor, use them for me to say something, deliver to the masses. Your master's degree, I can do it in the verse. But first let me introduce this new world order. From this point on, don't say I never told you. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. No one is illegal. Hey, 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 hey. No one is illegal. Hey, why should I run and I cry? Why should I run and I hide?
In the midst of an unprecedented fear campaign by this billion-dollar security operation by Stephen Harper, essentially starting tomorrow and the days after, the Executive Board of Global Capitalism will be meeting here in Toronto behind these fences. They are people responsible for enormous misery and oppression, and they're people who deserve to be confronted.
No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. No one is illegal. Hey, hey, hey. No one is illegal. Hey, why should I run and I cry? Why should I run and I hide? Illegal.
No peace. Justice.
Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. Yeah, that was just Peter Bones there. No One Is Illegal on the track, and we're going to try to have Peter Bones in a couple weeks for a longer segment here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. But we're just going to get our next interview guest on the line, and while we're going to try to get him on the line, I'm going to try to play here a good track here by the Project for Peace. So we are still here, and we'll be back with Tohoge Tote once we get back here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. It is March the 23rd, and we're broadcasting from Ryerson University campus. It's 88.1 FM, CKLN. It's Rogers Digital 947, CKLN.FM.
Now, proud and brave, remembering the lessons my ancestors gave about acknowledgement and respect in the four races as they intersect. From the path behind us to the one that lies ahead, let us walk softly on the road we'll take. As we move along, singing with one mind, as we sing our song, we're glad to say, and we say loud and clear, through all the sadness are still here.
Word of Mouth Wednesday back here on the show. And joining us right now on the line, we've got a guest that we've had on the show in the past, and he's here to give us an update on, you know, what's going on in the hills of Gunnagoda and, you know, some of the stuff that's been hidden from our history in support of the upcoming tour by Kevin Anna to Stop in Toronto. He's coming up this weekend. He'll be in town. And our next guest links to a lot of his articles on his site, The Burden of Peace. And joining us from the hills of Gunnagoda is Tohoge Tote. Hello.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you very much for having me again.
Yeah, thanks for joining us here on the show. And, well, you know, it's an interesting time to be having you on because it's the first week of spring, and we've looking out the window, we've just had our biggest snowstorm of the year, it seems like.
Yes, I had about a foot here when I woke up this morning, so, yeah, go figure. I mean, everything's happening all over the world, and we should all be looking at this, the planetary stuff. I mean, this is affecting us all. The things that affect us all, I think, are the things we should all be talking about and trying to come of one mind on it. This is the process of two peace, you know, coming of one mind, no division.
Right, and that's what I wanted to get into, because that's one of your latest articles is on the process for peace, and it's
how it applies.
Right, how it applies to today, because you even talk about the G20 too in that article as brought up as an example, but then you also talk about the history of Canada.
Yes.
Now, I guess what would. All right. Yeah, I guess, like, what would you say is the next step needed in the process for peace? Because I know, I think a lot of people want peace. You know,
I think everyone
how could we get
peace.
It? Right.
And I think we can all become of one mind on this. And in the peace process, in the Council of the Great Peace, Kayana Retkoa, the Constitution of Peace, if you will, it's all about the process. And in the Canadian consensus process, you only need to reach 51%. You never become of one mind. You are always divided this way. So in the consensus process, on every issue that affects us all, we must become of one mind. Then there's never any division. This is the process for peace. So let's take, for example, the Canadian system right now of minority governments and how, you know, they actually are the only way that works in this system that we've got. I mean, because no one can force their will on anyone else. But if they were all sitting there and they had to become of one mind on each issue, no more of this voting and 51% rules. No, do your job. Sit there until you become of one mind. Then we would correct the consensus process here, except you really can't get that till you have your Council of Women in place. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done for Canada, right?
Right,
the Senate needs to be turned into the Council of Women. Then you could really show the world how to do it, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we're definitely seems like, when I look at the federal thing going on right now, it seems like it's more, you know, seems really divisive right now, and they're talking about an election that could be, you know, triggered within the next few days. Does the current situation in Canada surprise you at all, how these parties are operating, and that there could be an election coming soon?
Well, Canada does have a unique system amongst these other pretend democracies, I'll call them all, whereas they have the two-party system, which are both controlled by the corporate, real rulers of this corporatocracy. The Conservatives and Liberals, they both answer to the shareholders of the corporatocracy. But you still have these other third parties like the Bloc and the NDP who come from the people. This is sort of a unique system here in Canada. They don't have that in America, right? Whereas the NDP and the Bloc do actually hold power, and they're not controlled by the bankers who really are the corporatocracy. So it's kind of a unique system, you know, with the Conservatives and the Liberals, you know, obviously just stacking the Senate. The Senate just writes nothing but globalist legislation, if anyone ever pays any attention, but they're the ones writing your laws. I mean, and they're all globalists. And the answer to globalism is real simple. Just eat locally. That's it. Then you don't have to truck in anything, and globalism ends if everyone would just eat locally. You know, that's a real simple solution for that, but...
Right, right. Well, here we're broadcasting right now from downtown Toronto. We're in, like, basically, you know, this a center point of Canada, and you know, one of the most condensely populated areas we're in right here. But where you're at, Ganagoda, I guess maybe if people are wondering where actually is Ganagoda?
Well, Ganagoda is we call this it's the headwaters of the Grand and the 6 mile track limit from that. We call it Ganagoda. Means where the waters come from the earth. That's what it means, and it's where the waters come from the earth. I'm up near I'm in Shelburne, which is in Ganagoda. Dundalk's in they're all, these little towns are all up here at the top of the Ontario. This is the highest point in southern Ontario, Ganagoda. And then, I mean, it's the hilly country of prophecy, if you will. This is a place that we need to be at, so that's why I'm here. So, anyways, there's a lot of stuff going on up here that's all illegal. Like I think I've told you before, I'm the only one up here that's following the law. Everyone else is pretending that to follow it, but you know, the whole thing being that a royal proclamation supersedes admiralty law. We've talked about this before, and here this is. Legally, this is a British protectorate for our future children. That's why I'm here. And I've let everyone up here know, including the entire council of Melanchthon, who've just decided that they don't want to follow the law. Because, well, whatever, they'll be talking to the British generals when they accept their jurisdiction, and they will, just like they did under the last time this happened, 1947, in which created Israel. That's what happened the last time this happened. So, anyways, we don't want nothing but peace for everyone. And this is what we're the keepers of, the law of peace.
Right, and
we're going to establish the peace again for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it'll go from Canada to the rest of the world. People say, "Oh my goodness!" Well, yeah, join us because we're the oldest and we have a history. So, really, I mean, let's get on it. I mean, I'm it's time.
Right, and that's why I'll promote this article again, because people can read this Pieces of Process article if you go to the tohoketote.ws website, and you talk about this law of peace, also known as the Kanarakoa. Is this law of peace still in existence?
Absolutely. It's why Canada exists. Following the law of peace. You know, 37 nations met in June of 1701 in Montreal with France, who was the only European nation who showed up, and we all said, and they came from the Arctic, from the Pacific, from Mexico, all over North America. We met with the French, and we said, look, in our stories of creation, you're all coming home now, so we welcome our younger brothers. Come home to Canada. We will share our lands with you in peace forever, perpetually. Under the law of peace, Guyana Metcalfe. This is what we've all been following for thousands of years. We've been living in peace. And that was called the Great Peace of Montreal. Had a 300th anniversary in 2001, and it never hardly even made much of an issue here in Canada. But this was the creation of Canada, nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one, anyone coming here is because of that. Britain came under there and a month later, and they came in to Ontario. This is how they came to Canada. My goodness. Under our invitation, the rest of the world, all our younger brothers and sisters. This was 37 nations from Turtle Island that created Canada. They got their corporate number in July 1st, 1867, the Corporation of Canada. So, there's a corporation. A corporation never can have sovereignty. It's a corporation, an artificial entity.
Wow.
Right?
So basically, this is a hidden from history kind of thing when you think about it, that the reason that we celebrate Canada Day July 1st, or a significant thing that happened 1867 July 1st, was Canada became a corporation.
Got its corporate number from Washington, D.C.
Got its corporate number.
Right. That's why you celebrate Canada Day on July 1st.
Wow.
No other reason.
Wow. So
people,
if we
don't know that,
mm-hmm, yeah, exactly. Because if this country is registered in Washington, and I guess in Canada we do see a lot of the American influence everywhere, and it's even, I can even see it when I did some research on this situation that you were talking about in Melancton, Ontario, and up near where you are, and in Kanagoda with. It sounds like it's an American holding company based in Boston that owns this Highland Company, or U.S. hedge fund. That's what it says here. And that it's, they're planning, it says, a mega quarry. This is the big project that you've got issues with.
Well, I am the eyes and the ears of the Mohawk up here in Ganigoda, and I have been for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I have let every one of them know, before they put up one windmill, before they bought any of these farms, before they did any of it, they don't follow any laws. They make up the rules and change them as they go. And then, so then you have to start thinking, who is the shareholders of the Highland Group? Because they seem to be just dodging every little hurdle that's placed at them, which all the people, none of the people up here are into any of this. I mean, it's all totally wrong. And they forget one little thing. This is a British protectorate for our children forever. Like I say, I stood right in Melancton Council with a picture of the Queen and the King behind me. I said, I'm glad you got a picture of the Queen and the King, because I'm His Majesty's faithful Mohawk ally. And I read them the proclamation. I said, this supersedes. There was two lawyers from Highland Group there. I said, and both yous know exactly what I'm talking about. This supersedes Admiralty law. The British generals have jurisdiction over this matter, no one else. And you'll all be talking to them. I wasn't kidding. They're all going to be talking to them. Why they decided that they themselves did not want to follow the supreme law of the empire, because they all work for the crown. So it's up to them. They can say, well, the people above them that they're going to be blaming are going to say, no, that was them. That's the way it's going to work. But we will be, you know, finding out who these people are.
Mm-hmm. And you can find people can find more information on this whole this whole rezoning of 8,500 acres of farmland to aggregate this Melanchthon area issue on the website ndact.com, which is the North Dufferin Agricultural and Community Task Force that's got some local concerns here with this big mega project here, and this is quite shocking that they're talking about turning farmland into a limestone quarry.
That's the cover story. That's the cover story. Put it that way.
So they're right. So they are. They're definitely changing the environment, though.
Oh, they've went through it, and they've just went through all of the approval processes, like you know. Like it's some track, you know, it's just all pretend. And that's what the people up here are starting to figure out. It's all pretend. Yeah, I've been trying to tell them all along. That's why I went to the OMB hearing about the first windmill. I said, do you follow the Constitution of Canada? He says, yep. I said, do you follow international law? He says, yeah. Okay, I read him Section 35 of the Constitution. He has to deal with the natives on any development projects. He chose not to follow that because you don't have a Constitution. You don't have one.
See, I've heard you mention that before, and I've always been wondering,
it's
no,
all
why?
Fake.
So then,
it's
what
never
is?
Been ratified.
Yeah,
have you ever
what,
stood
what
up
do
and said,
have?
I swear allegiance to the Constitution of Canada? Have you ever done that?
No, that's true.
Have you ever done it? No, you haven't.
No,
because it's never been ratified. It never has been ratified. Therefore, it's a pretend constitution, a pretend democracy. And
right.
You were there at the G20 when they go hot. You have no Bill of Rights. You are a slave. And the cops just put their boot in your head and say, get on the ground, slave, because that's what they're taught. So I mean,
right.
It's not really their fault either. I mean, this whole mess we're in, and we just can straighten out the consensus process and show the world how you live in peace.
Yeah.
All about the women. And we are all in Canada. Okay, in Canada. I grew up in Toronto on the banks of the Humber, right where you did. So you and I are related because of that. In our experiences.
Right.
You grew up on the Humber like me, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, all right. The women rule all the households in Canada. Am I right?
Well,
going to a home, the women usually rule it, right?
Yeah, but except we've got the patriarchal kind of society, right?
That's even in that. And they pretend. The men pretend. But we all know who runs the home, though. Right? But so it's a, you know, truly, the women run the home. I mean, we just have to just apply that same principle to the country as a whole. And this is the peace process, because only when we have the proper council of women in place, and all the people have mothers. And that's so,
right.
You know, the mothers will always be who we go to. And it's all about peace. And we put our minds together and become of one mind on all issues. The people united will never be defeated, especially when you become 100%, not 50 or 60 or 70, 100, one mind. This is the power.
For real, yeah.
Then we can go to the universe and visit our cousins, the other stars. I mean, we can't do it any other way. We can't evolve spiritually. So, I mean, it's about the evolution of our species, really. I mean, we're at the point now. Mother Earth's on her cycle, on her period, if you will. This is her moon time. All the women on Earth here, they're connected to the moon. Every 28 days, they go on their moon time cycle. They have their periods. Mother Earth is now going on her period. So things are going to be, she's going to be expelling all of the old. Bleeding, if you will, right? This is coming up. This is happening. So it's a great time to be here on Mother Earth, I think.
Right, yeah, and that's an important note here on CKLN 88.1 FM. We're speaking with Tohoge Tote, and it's important to note that we are still here, and that's actually a song we've been playing for, you know, we've been playing it since you sent it to me, because it's a really great track, and it's actually you. You're actually singing in that track.
Yes, I am, yeah.
Tohoge Tote, and But, you know, it's credited, the song's credited to Project for Peace. So do you mind telling us a bit about Project for Peace?
Yes, I would love to tell you about Project for Peace. We were started out, well, when I went to record that track, it was out in Nanaimo, and my drummer out there, he covered all the costs for, you know, my flight and all of it, right? And and so I was there for like a month or something, and I was at another activist like us, you know, Paul Manley, the filmmaker. I was at his house, and,
nice.
You know, just spent the night at his house because, you know, I was out and about, you know, I was out in a strange, well, you know, I was visiting
out west,
other
right.
people, right?
Right.
So in his, the name came up there in his house one morning, you know, I said, you know, this whole thing is a project. It's a project for peace, and let's call it that. And we're an amalgamation of people. We come from all different backgrounds. This is how it evolved. And our minds are put together as one to promote peace on Earth. We all want this, you know, on everyone on Earth. So let's put our minds together. So we started it, and the first thing we did was the Project for Peace. This song, We Are Still Here, the people. We, the people, are still here. So... That this is the Project for Peace first thing. Anyways, we want everyone to pitch in any way they want to promote peace whatsoever, writing, poetry, songs, whatever. Getting out on the street like you guys do, whatever. This is the project. Let's all put our minds together and get peace on Earth. This is what it's all about.
For real, yeah. And that's why music's really a great way to, you know, connect people, and it's a great way to get a message across, too. And that's why it's, you know, I'm glad that you sent me your CD as well. We played some of your tracks last week, and I incorrectly credited them to Doug Fisher. I should have said the artist formerly known as Doug Fisher, Tohoge Tote.
Although that's been used too much, so
right.
It doesn't matter. People still know me as Doug Fisher. I have that on my Facebook. I mean... You know, that's my corporate name, my corporate identity.
Right.
That's what everyone else's identity is in Canada that holds a Canada passport with all capital letters, because all capital letters means a corporation. So you all have corporate identities. And Tahoge Dode is my real name, but my corporate identity is Doug Fisher. Not that I hide from that, I don't. Some people only know me by that.
Right. Right, like how a lot of people know Kevin Annett as Kevin Annett, but he's also Eagle Strong Voice.
Yes.
And Kevin Annett's actually coming in this weekend to Toronto. I guess I was wondering, you know, because I see a lot of Kevin Annett's work posted on your site, I guess I was wondering, you know, what are your thoughts on the work of Kevin Annett?
I've been following Kevin's work since he started, and I've been an admirer and a follower, and you know, I was the original webmaster of Mohawk Nation News, so we've been working together since then, because we're both working on the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I admire Kevin as a great man, and you know, everyone should be. This is one of the greatest Canadians yet, far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's going to go down. This is historical with the time we're in now, and I would not want to be Stephen Harper or any of these guys in this fourth world that we're going, that's washing away. I would not want to have to talk to my grandchildren when they're asking me, what were you doing, Daddy, when all the bankers were raping the people and turning them off? And you imagine what's Harper going to tell his grandkids? I really don't know. He's a total globalist who works for the bankers, that's what he tells me.
Right.
So when this whole thing is being exposed for what it is. We're in the time of revealing the world in between worlds, as the Maya call this world we're in now. And it's the time of revealing when the masks come off and everyone sees what's really been going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can make good decisions on how we want to evolve. It's all about this, you know?
For real, yeah. You're speaking the truth. And Kevin Annett's book is actually, that he's on tour with, is Unrepentant, Disrobing the Emperor. So,
yeah.
You know, the robe's even coming off the emperor. And Kevin Ann is going to be in town actually this Saturday, March the 26th, from 2 to 5 p.m. There's an event at OISE, 252 Bloor Street West, hosted by Socialist Action. And then on the Sunday in the morning, there's going to be the tour around the downtown churches. And then on Monday is going to be on March the 28th, is from 5 to 8 p.m. Kevin Ann, it's actually going to be on this campus, Ryerson University campus, at the Oakham House, Room G, Monday at 5. So those are some of the events. We'll announce them again later that we're looking forward to. And then, Toge Tote, are you going to try to make it down for
this weekend? Yes, I am. I definitely want to come down and meet Kevin. And last time I was in Nanaimo, I phoned him from my drummer's place, and he was busy and I was busy, but, you know, we just assumed we'd be running into each other a lot more often, but we haven't run into each other again, so I definitely will come down to see him.
Awesome. That's what I'm looking forward to, and hopefully I'll be able to meet up with you then, too, because I'm planning to check out these events. And,
absolutely.
And then, we'll get some more words, maybe even record another video. We've got the video on YouTube from your last appearance. You can hear it as One Who Can Hear, Toge Tote, The Burden of Peace. You can find it on YouTube. And, thanks a lot, Toge Tote. Was there anything else you wanted to mention?
No, I think that's all good. I really want to, you know, thank you for all the good work you do and on your show and on your videos and on your web stuff. And, you know, and just keep up the good work, Daniel.
Thanks
a lot. We're all in this together.
For real.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks a lot, Toge Tote. Much respect. All right, peace.
Now in Goa. Ona.
Ona, yes. And that's Toge Tote from the, he was original webmaster of the Mohawk Nation News, and now he's got his own site, togetote.ws. You can find it. I'll spell it out for you. THAHOKETOTEH.WS, or search The Burden of Peace, and it should be one of the first websites that comes up. You'll see it, togetote.ws, and the latest article is Peace is a Process, about the Law of Peace, the Gunaragoa, and it gets a bit into the G20 and, all kinds of stuff that's been going on lately. What I wanted to do, though, is just throw it to a musical track, throw it to some real hip-hop. Here is I Pledge Allegiance, song by Nate Dogg, rest in peace, and featuring Pharoah Monch. This is I Pledge Allegiance, CKLN 88.1 FM, Word of Mouth Wednesday. This is it. Rogers Digital, channel 947, CKLN.FM, online.
Love. turning back now. I'm about to score, this is war on the track now. Give me my vest and my ammo and my Mac now. I'm about to spit it, Lord, I'ma get it in the worst way. Slay competition, move the opposition back, wake the cause when I get beyond enemy lines, I might strike that ass like John Kennedy's mind. Thou shalt not get caught, that's the remedy. Disinfect gun wounds with my last bottle of Hennessy. Bleed to let the seeds remember my memories. Just kill to be killed here, son, that's the penalty.
Ride for the front,
cry for the funk.
Come on.
In the heat of the night, I die
for the funk.
Pharaoh, when I'm 6 feet deep, it's no grieving. Salute the noblest troop and pledge allegiance cause
Wednesday, back here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, and we've got a situation here in Canada, the next phase of Canada's economic action plan, a low-tax plan for jobs and growth, has created a controversy in the House of Commons, and it looks like the parties have now become divided on this issue. Opposition is not going to support the budget, they're saying, which includes $2.3 billion in new spending. The Conservatives' government seems to be falling apart, and an election could be triggered as early as Friday, I'm hearing from different media outlets. Will this happen? Will we be into next week? Will we be into a federal election coverage? Well, we'll just have to wait and see, I guess. We're not going to get too big into the budget until we figure out what the budget really is, you know, because apparently, there could be some changes made, amendments or whatever they're going to try to. I don't know if they're going to try to avoid the election or if it's going to happen or what, but we'll know some more next week. Maybe what I'll do this week, though, just because we're a bit less than a month away from the big premiere of Into the Fire about the G20, a documentary by Press for Truth director Dan Dix, was downtown on Saturday, March 19th, at that Free Libya, Free Bahrain, and Freedom for Everywhere Worldwide Solidarity Rally at Yonge Dundas Square. I saw Dan Dix. Here is a bit of the interview where he talks about what to expect on this big April 22nd premiere of Into the Fire at the Bloor Cinema. Here is Dan Dix from Press for Truth, pressfortruth.ca, speaking on the subject of the End of the Fire documentary, G20 Exposed, G20 Under Occupation, G20 Into the Fire. This is some big words here, some big thoughts here. Toronto Truth Seekers member. All right, Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're here, Yonge and Dundas Square. We've got a rally supporting freedom basically everywhere. And we've got a guest here. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure, my name's Dan. I'm with a group called Press for Truth. And I just came down to join in solidarity with all these people here at Dundas Square today.
What's the latest with Press for Truth? What do you got to promote?
Well, we've been working really hard for the last 8 months now on a new documentary film. It's a feature-length documentary about what happened at the G20 summit here in Toronto last summer. You know, I interviewed a lot of people, spoke with many people who were directly affected, who were there, who experienced it, who went through unbelievable experiences. So we're going to let them tell their story. You know, it's also the story of our experience covering the event, you know, as alternative media. It was just an unbelievable experience, and we put it together into a solid 2-hour full-length documentary film. We're going to be having a screening Friday, April 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Bloor Cinema. And I really hope to see people there. We got a lot of big names coming out, a lot of people who are going to be attending the screening. Andre Marin, the Ombudsman of Ontario, will be there. The head of the Canadian Civil Liberties Association is going to be there. Joel Warmington from the Toronto Sun is going to be there. The two producers who produced the CBC's Fifth Estate documentary are going to be there. So there's a lot of people interested in seeing the film, and I really hope you all you guys come out and check it out as well. We got tickets. You can get them online at pressfortruth.ca. You can get them at conspiracyculture.com. And hopefully you can get some at the door if there's some left when you go.
Awesome, yeah. Well, we're looking forward to this next movie with Dan Dix that you've made. And I know you've done some great work in the past on United We Fall and on Nation's Deathbed. Are you able to tell us who's into the fire?
Sure. I mean, obviously one of the main folks as we have in the film, a main character, if you will, is a guy named Charlie Veach. Charles Veach is a friend of mine from London, England. He came down to help us cover the event, and he went through an unbelievably horrific experience. And we're going to tell his story as well. He spent the whole time here with us, and so he's heavily involved in the film. We've actually, this is a little new piece of information for you. Nobody's heard this yet, but we've just obtained, through a Freedom of Information Act request, some footage of Charlie Veach inside the detention center at Trontanamo Bay, because they had the CCTV cameras up there. And we've obtained that footage. We're working on getting it from the police now, so hopefully we can get it into the film on time before it comes out. It's really last minute, but I'm really excited to have that. It should be some interesting footage.
We've heard there's thousands of hours from this Trontanamo Bay. You know, nobody's seen it yet. So this is big news.
Yeah, we have 19 hours of footage of Charlie inside the cage. I've already seen the footage of him inside of getting booked. I haven't seen the inside the cage footage yet. The police have to edit out other people's faces because of privacy concerns. We had to get Charlie to sign, a release form giving us permission to get the footage. So I haven't seen it yet. They're editing it as we speak. So I'm looking forward to seeing it and putting it out there and showing the world what the conditions were like in there, exactly what transpired on that weekend.
Real, yeah. So we're looking forward to Into the Fire premiere on April 22nd on Friday night at the Bluer Cinema. And I guess check out pressfortruth.ca and the Conspiracy Culture. And thanks a lot, Dan.
Yeah, no problem, man. We hope to see all you guys there. You know, we really do feel that this is going to be something that is necessary to be a final push towards a real, full federal public inquiry. So we hope to see you there.
Word up. Word of Mouth Wednesday back here on the show. And just about wrapping it up here for our episode of the March the 23rd, 2011.
This is Kevin Annett with the Friends and Relatives of the Disappeared, and I want you to listen to Word of Mouth Wednesday. And please listen to our website, hiddenfromhistory.org.
Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. We've got some events to announce because the time is arriving for Kevin Annett. It's going to be arriving. He's going to be on the show tonight, but he's speaking in Ottawa, in the nation's capital, bringing the truth to the power. He's been on a worldwide book tour and the Toronto book launch starting this Saturday, March the 26th, 2 to 5 p.m., hosted by Socialist Action at OISE, which is on UFT campus, 252 Bloor Street West, right near St. George Station. Room 2212, and it's an asking for a $4 entrance fee. And then on the Monday, March the 28th, 5 to 8 p.m., hosted at Ryerson by the CA Sam Zinjin Chair Wendy Ng at the Oakham House, Room G, which is 63 Gould Street. Actually, the building right beside the building that C. Kellen Studios are in. So right on Ryerson campus, 5 p.m. on Monday, March the 28th. And that's 5 p.m. And that's a free event right here on Ryerson campus. It's Kevin Annett, Unrepentant, Disrobing the Emperor, and Hidden No Longer, Genocide in Canada, the Past and the Present. Reverend Kevin Annett, Eagle Strong, voice of the International Tribunal of the Crimes of the Church and State, is going to be in town. Hiddenfromhistory.org, ITCCS.org, and HiddenNoLonger.com are some of the sites you can check out for Kevin Annett. Also want to thank Peter Bones for joining us in the studio, surprise guest, and we're going to have him on for a longer segment sometime in the future. And then also thank Tohoge Tote for joining us once again on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, bringing the truth and knowledge from Gunnagoda to the ears of people in Toronto. And also want to thank Dan Dix of Press for Truth and looking forward to Into the Fire, which is coming soon on, well, on movie screens and on computer screens, I guess, the day after it debuts, April the 23rd, 2011. It's going to be everywhere, but we're about 1 month away from the actual screening in Toronto, the Bloor Cinema. So get your tickets while you still can. Pressfortruth.ca, conspiracyculture.com, and torontotruthseekers.com. For more info, and stay tuned for our next show. Next up, we've got the blues Dr. Julie Hill with some blues music to cure your music ills here on the CKLN 88.1. The first week of spring, we're a bit snowed in here, but stay warm. And my name's Daniel Libby. Thanks again for listening, and peace, much respect, word out, word is bond. Ona.